l-intisimaw l-SBS bil-Malti.
L-autoritajiet tas-saħħa esprimew reazzjoni tagħhom għas-sospensjoni u r-reviżjoni tal-vaċċin ta' AstraZeneca f'bosta pajjiżi Ewropej wara rapporti ta' reazzjonijiet serji mill-vaċċin. F'dan ir-rapport niddiskutu x'konsegwenzi jistgħu jinqalgħu wara li wieħed jitlaqam kontra il-coronavirus bil-vaċċin u jekk wieħed għandux jinkwita dwarhom.
Some people get no side effect at all, nothing, and others sometimes get a little headache. So this isn't unusual. Your body's working hard to develop really important antibodies to COVID. Don't be surprised if you just don't feel normal, but that is not dangerous.
Il-professur Mary Louise McClose hija epidemioloġista u konsulent tal-Organizzazzjoni Dinjija tas-Saħħa. Hija l-awtorità mexxejja dwar il-pandemija tal-coronavirus fl-Awstralja. Hija tgħid li l-projbizzjoni ta' xi vaċċini fl-Ewropa minħabba xi reazzjonijiet hija mossa sproporzjonata. Dan wara li il-pajjiżi ta' Danimarka, in-Norveġja, l-Italja u l-Iżlanda issospendew temporanjament l-amministrazzjoni tal-vaċċin AstraZeneca wara li kien hemm rapporti ta' dem maqut serju. L-Aġenzija Ewropea tal-Mediċini llonċjat investigazzjoni f'dawn ir-rapporti li jinkludu dak ta' mara Awstrijaka li mietet minn bosta trombożi ġimgħa wara li ħadet il-vaċċin. Il-professur Julie Lisk hija esperta tal-mart infettiv u t-tilqim mill-Università ta' Sydney. Hija tgħid li l-mexxejja tal-gvern se jirreaġixxu b'mod differenti għal dan iżda l-kunfidenza tal-pubbliku u l-protezzjoni tiegħu mill-coronavirus jibqgħu il-priorità. Titkellem Lisk.
They need to keep investigating that. And some countries, while they're investigating it, will pause the vaccine program, investigate it, make sure it's they're on balance, quite sure it's not the vaccine, and then resume the vaccination program. Other countries will say, no, we're going to keep the vaccination program going because we still want to get that COVID-19 vaccine protection into people, and we're willing to tolerate this little risk, this little bit of uncertainty temporarily.
Intant min-naħa tagħha il-Professur McClose tgħid li reazzjonijiet serji għall-vaċċin mhumiex mistennija li jiġru fl-Awstralja.
Particular woman who has died of a clot, there are many things that the reviewers have to look at. What side of the body it was on, was it related to the side that she had the injection, were her lymph glands in her groin large, did she have history of clots, varicose veins. Australia is not expecting this at all. You know, the UK have had over 24 million people injected and not one adverse event.
Kellimija l-AstraZeneca ħareġ stqarrija dwar din il-kwistjoni li tajt.
Patient safety is the highest priority for AstraZeneca. Regulators have clear and stringent efficacy and safety standards for the approval of any new medicine. The safety of the vaccine has been extensively studied in phase 3 clinical trials and peer-reviewed data confirms the vaccine is generally well tolerated.
Intant, x'inhuma l-konsegwenzi li jistgħu joħorġu mill-vaċċin tal-coronavirus? Bosta persuni barra mill-Awstralja rrappurtaw sintomi ta' deni u għejja. L-esperti mediċi jgħidu li dawn huma komuni f'kull tip ta' tilqim u ġeneralment jiġu għaxxejn minn 24 sa 48 sija wara. Sintomi oħra jinkludu uġieħ fid-driħ, deni ħafif, temperatura ftit ogħla, uġieħ ta' ras, uġieħ fil-muskoli jew rax tal-ġilda. Il-professur Lisk tajt li jemmu kolxi reazzjoniet rari iżda serji. Tati eżempji.
Like, for example, severe allergic reaction or anaphylaxis. And that is known to occur with the COVID-19 vaccine at a rate of about 5 in every million people vaccinated. And then there are times when you might wonder whether there's another rare serious side effect occurring because you get reports of people getting things like, in this case, clotting problems after they've received the vaccine.
Ir-riċerkaturi li kull sena madwar 200 persuna f'kull 1000 jesperjenzaw dem maqut fil-pulmun jew s-saqajn. Ir-reazzjonijiet huma ġeneralment tedjanti iżda fil-biċċa l-kbira tagħhom ma jdumux u mhumiex serji. Il-vaċċini jkunu ttestjati b'mod estensiv għas-sigurtà tagħhom qabel ma jiġu approvati. Meta mbagħad ikunu manifatturati fuq skala kbira, ikunu sorvelijati fi proċess magħruf bħala post-marketing surveillance li huwa monitoraġġ ta' reazzjonijiet rari jew mhux mistennija li ma jkunux magħrufa matul it-testijiet tal-vaċċin. Il-professur McLaws tajt li il-vaċċini ma jkunux approvati għall-użu fl-Awstralja jekk ikollhom il-probabilità li jikkawżaw reazzjonijiet serji jew permanenti.
Emergency authorities have approved these vaccines because they have very little serious side effects. They have sore arms, muscle pain, a bit of fever. We have heard of at least three around the world that have had a couple of deaths, and now this 60-year-old woman with a clot. These are very, very, very rare, and none of them yet have been linked to the vaccine itself.
Il-professur Peter Colignan mill-Università Nazzjonali Awstraljana jgħid li reazzjonijiet huma komuni anke fost vaċċini li mhumiex tal-coronavirus, bħal pereżempju dawk il-vaċċini li jipproteġuna mill-influenza. Jitkellem il-professur.
And you got to remember, if you're in a country like England or the US, you've got a high chance of getting COVID, unlike Australia. And if you get it and you're over the age of 80, you've probably got a 1 in 5 chance of dying. So even if you do see a side effect that's 1 in 100,000, 1 in 500,000, if your chance of dying is 100 times higher than that or more, you are silly not to take the vaccine. So every vaccine will have side effects. Some will even have serious side effects. So far, this appears to be no worse than the influenza vaccine for side effects, but much more effective against a disease that is probably 10 times more lethal.
Hawn fl-Awstralja mill-kważi 90,000 Awstraljan diġà mlaqqam s'issa l-amministrazzjoni tal-prodotti terapeutiċi tajt li s-servizzi tal-monitoraġġ tagħha ma sabu l-ebda problema ta' sigurtà li għandha x'taqsam mal-vaċċin tal-coronavirus. Intant l-amministrazzjoni twiddeb li l-età kbira tal-persuna jew kundizzjonijiet ta' saħħa oħra jistgħu jżidu fil-probabilità ta' reazzjonijiet negattivi fil-persuni inkluża l-mewt. Il-Prim Ministru Awstraljan Scott Morrison jgħid li l-amministrazzjoni tal-prodotti terapeutiċi se tkompli tirrevedi l-informazzjoni.
All the data from all of the places that we have relationships, which obviously includes Europe, is being fed into the TGA. And that data is examined and that's what informs the decisions that we take here in Australia. Remember, the batches that we distribute across Australia, those batches are tested here in Australia. So we have a very robust process for examining that. Well, I trust our Therapeutic Goods Administration.
Fl-aħħar nett jekk xi ħadd ikollu xi problemi fejn jidħol it-tilqim jew huwa każ ta' emerġenza għandu jċempel 000. Jekk tinsab imħasseb dwar xi ħaġa li tħoss wara li tieħu t-tilqima, għandek tfittex il-parir tat-tabib tiegħek. Inkella tista' ċempel u tirrapporta dan fuq 1300 1342 37 li huwa n-numru ta' Adverse Medicine Events jew timla rapport online fuq aems.tga.gov/au.
Segwi l-SBS bil-Malti fuq Facebook, għamel like, ixxerja, ikkummenta.